money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Bob Keeley, the Master Gardener, and we're going to be talking about how do you grow vegetables, what should you be doing? And people say, oh, that's foolish, you know, why should we worry about that? We just go down to the store and buy things. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that apparently in London today, why the North Korean diplomatic officials are preparing to leave London. North Korea has advised foreigners to leave South Korea. Now, in the past, I suggested that the countries that had embassies in the North Korean capital should evacuate. They told the British and the French and the other people with certainly embassies in North Korea to leave. None of them have. They say nothing's going to happen. But I'm convinced something is going to happen. I don't know what it's going to be. I hope it's just on the minor border skirmish and everything's over. But we do not know. And remember, contrary to everything you've been told, why certainly North Korea is a Chinese communist satellite. And oh, they pretend that China doesn't agree with what's going on. This is all play acting, ladies and gentlemen. It is like we have nothing to do with where the rebels are over there killing all the civilians. They've killed well over 70, close to 80,000 civilians in Syria. We have nothing to do with that. And you believe that, why you believe anything? Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in terribly difficult and dangerous times, and this is why we have Buck on. Buck does help and support Radio Liberty, but we think it's vitally important that people begin thinking about how they will survive if, let's hope and pray it never happens, but if we one time lose the ability to go to the store and be able to buy all the wonderful groceries we need. You need to be able to know how to grow your own food. Good morning, Buck. How are we doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. I was interested in your introduction there. There's hardly a day that doesn't go by that we don't have somebody from out of state visiting here at Seed Catalog that's looking to move to a more secure area for the troubled times we're in, and none of them have skills that's necessary to be self-sufficient. They're recognizing their need to be self-sufficient, but they don't have the skills. They haven't ever planted a garden. We had a couple come by a couple of days ago that he was in his late 60s and she was in her early 50s, and they were looking for a place to escape from West Virginia for some things that was going on there. And I asked them about their preparations, and they had never planted a garden, much less learned survival skills. And so I'm encouraging our listeners this morning to be very in tune to what you're saying. We live in perilous times. And you need to learn now before it's necessary. You need to learn now how to provide for yourself. One of the fundamental ways is gardening. It's been the way for generations and generations, is that the base of the food supply comes from the ground that you plant and harvest. So it's a good information you're giving out there, and people just need to listen and get in tune to it.
Well, this is why we have you on. And basically now, of course, people should be having their gardens pretty well in, shouldn't they?
Well, for it depends what zone of the growing chart you're on, where you're at in the country. I mean, if you're up in Colorado and you just got a foot of snow, it's a little early to be putting things out in your garden. But most parts of the country, it's times for at least the early crops, things like lettuces and kale and cauliflower and cabbage and broccoli and those kind of plants that are cold hardy plants to go out. Peas, it's time for peas in all zones. You may be beyond the time in the southern zones for peas to be planted. They're a cold weather plant and they will bolt early. If you are a little late getting your garden out and you're putting your peas in, put them in a shady place where they're protected from the direct sun. Same thing for your kale and lettuces. It's also time for potatoes to be in most parts of the country. If you've not got your potatoes in yet, would be a good time to start doing that. It's a good time to be preparing for the tomatoes and peppers in your greenhouse. So there's lots of gardening stuff that could be going on right now.
All right, fine. Now, why put the tomatoes in the greenhouse? Why not put them outside?
Well, the tomatoes and peppers are tropical plants. They're not native to our landmass, and so they require some special conditioning. They have a relatively long grow rate for production to fruit, somewhere between 65 and 85 days. That puts most of the country, except the far southern zones, beyond a harvest date. They start producing the plants, start producing the fruit in 65 to 85 days, and then you've got another couple of 3 weeks of ripening time. So what you do is you kind of hedge out the nature of the plant by starting it early in a protected environment where you're starting your seeds and seedlings, and you're transplanting them into 4-inch pots so they're able to grow to about a foot high. And then right after the last frost date, you put them out in your garden. And so you've actually cut about 6 weeks or so off of the growth time that you would have in the natural environment. So you're accelerating the growth rate of the plant in an artificial environment, greenhouse or on a windowsill in your house. And then when you put them out in your garden.
We have a little greenhouse. I noticed that tomatoes I have in there have already started to put out buds, which is whereas the others that we have outside, they're not. So.
Yeah, if you grow greenhouse, and you can grow greenhouse tomatoes, we keep tomatoes in the greenhouse about 10 months out of the year. And what you're doing, and once again, it's that artificial environment that when we plant our tomatoes in the greenhouse, once you reach about 6 hours of daylight, of direct daylight, they're going to start producing. So we start in the greenhouse getting tomatoes very early in the season for our own use. We don't take the greenhouse space for production. We're not a tomato producer. That we go ahead and transplant into the garden, and then we sell to the public out of the garden. But, yeah, the ones you put in your greenhouse, they're going to be far ahead. We want a couple of things just as a warning in greenhouse growing for tomatoes. Number one is insects. You want to be sure to keep on top of insects in a confined area. They can rapidly multiply. And the best way to deal with insects naturally is a safe soap. Take Dawn liquid soap or some other similar liquid soap and mix it with water with a little bit of oil, like olive oil or something like that, and then spray it on your plants, and you'll smother your insects with that mixture. Second thing you want to be on top of is watering. It's a very close process. You have to watch that you don't let the tomato plants go beyond too far without watering or get them over wet. You have to watch it with the amount of sunlight you get. If you have a sunny day, you're going to consume a lot more water. If you don't have a sunny day, much less. So it's something you have to moderate depending on the day. But you can grow tomatoes early in the season in your greenhouse. Like you said, you're probably putting on blooms now, and we'll have early tomatoes out of those.
No, that's actually what's happening. It's really sort of exciting and to actually see them putting out buds this early in the greenhouse. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Buck Keeley, give us a call right here at the American.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood.
Well, and back here at the American Student Network, our guest this morning, Buck Keeley. And if you have a question for Buck, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Buck, basically, would you like to get your telephone number out, certainly your internet or your web page, so people would know how to get in touch with you?
You can reach us on the World Wide Web by typing in your address bar, seedcatalog.com. That's all one word, seedcatalog.com. That's going to take you to our webpage where it has a lot of interesting articles on the importance of heirloom seeds versus hyperhibernated or as well as GMO seeds. Do you well to read some of those articles in preparation for what's going on. And then just click anywhere for shopping for seeds, and you'll go into our store. And there you're going to find that we have over 250 different varieties of all heirloom natural seeds. Nothing is hybrid or GMO'd in our store. We carry only heirloom seeds. Or you can reach us at our toll-free number of 888-866-9132. That's 888-866-9132. And Ms. Susan will be glad to help you. And just be patient with us. This is growing season. And we're a small family business, and you'll probably catch our voicemail, but we will call you back.
Well, now, what's the difference between an heirloom seed and the other seeds?
Well, if you go down to the local market and buy a tomato or any other vegetable, and you take the seeds and harvest the seeds, they're not going to grow because those vegetables were picked green. Even if you had one of those vegetables that was matured, you took the seeds out, they're going to grow a plant, but they're not going to produce fruit that you bought. The nature of the hibernation that they do, hibernating that they do, is that they have multiple parents that will make into this one plant, and they don't produce fruit. So you can't grow new fruit from the old fruit. All of heirloom seeds that have been certified as heirloom are plants that have been kept since the late 1800s or before, with a couple exceptions in the early 1920s. With plants that have been passed on from generation to generation by our grandparents and our great-grandparents who collected these seeds and kept them and passed them through so that every season they would collect the seeds from the previous season, replant them, and keep the seeds and so forth. And so heirloom plants, if you plant an heirloom tomato or any other heirloom vegetable in your garden, at the end of the season you can harvest one or two of those fruits and take the seeds out of them and plant next year's garden. For an example, An average tomato plant will produce somewhere between 250 and 500 seeds off of one tomato. Or a pepper. There's two types of peppers. There's a male pepper and a female pepper. And the female pepper has more seeds than the male. Both will grow plants out of the seed, but the female plant will have up to 250 to 400 seeds in it. So rather than to have seeds that doesn't reproduce, you plant an heirloom seed, and every year you just collect the seeds, and you not only collect more seeds than you planted, you collect seeds that will grow the food that you had planted the previous season. And so you're able to actually harvest seed, save seed, share seed, or sell seed off your own plants. So that's the difference. An heirloom seed is sustainable. It's renewable. Year after year, you plant the same seed that's harvested from the previous year. Gives you security. If you can't get to the store, if the big box stores are not selling product, you're going to have this ability to plant your garden next year. Second to that is that it gives you a better product. It's more nutritious. It's not being bred for shipping. Most of your seeds that you buy in the store are bred by commercial growers. That's designed to be for shipping and maturity holding and having other characteristics other than flavor and nutrition. So you're going to get a better vegetable and fruit. You're going to get a stronger vegetable and fruit, and you're going to get a sustainable one that you can have year after year.
All right. Now, basically, you actually have packages or you have some sort of a polyethylene tubes that where actually people can buy seeds for long-term storage, because I think that's vitally important, especially the way things are shaping up today. What do you have now that people can actually put aside so they can keep it for a number of years where they'll have seeds available?
Everyone should have seed on hand to plant, and everyone should have seed on hand for storage, the just in case. It's just the same reason that you have a savings account or you have gold and silver that you keep as a hedge against the future. Everyone should have a seed bank. And what a seed bank is that we have our basic seed bank, which has enough grain and enough vegetables to plant over an acre, our personal, which has enough grain and vegetables to plant about a half acre, or we'll allow you to build your own seed bank. You pick the seeds that you want to preserve, and we'll pack them in a seed bank for you if you buy more than $50 worth of seed. Now, if you do this, what we'll do is we'll take the seed for our seed banks, and we seal them in a Mylar bag. A Mylar bag is a metal-based bag that's impervious to moisture, to light, and to insects. And then we place that inside a tri-wall PVC pipe. It's rubberized PVC that will be able to be compressed and pop back without breaking. And we seal that inside the PVC pipe. And what that does, it provides the two of the three protections you need for your seed. We provide the light and the protection from the water. Light and water will destroy your seeds. The third thing you have to provide is by putting it into a freezer or into a cool area of your house, or dig a hole in the back of your garden and bury it so that you keep a moderate temperature where it doesn't spike high temperatures. If you get over 140 degrees temperature, your seed will die. So if you, and that sounds, well, I'm not going to put it in the oven. If you put it in a place where direct sun hits, it'll rapidly reach, for an example, inside of your car, well over 150 degrees in a short period of time. So make sure you put it in a cool place. And those seeds will keep for over 20 years with good germination rates. They'll keep much longer than that, but you'll start losing germination rates. So everybody should have a seed bank they have for their own personal protection. So if something happens, they have a seed not only to plant their garden if they desire, but also they can use to barter and trade for other things they need. But as well as that, you need to be gardening now. If you're not currently a gardener, you need to be gardening now. And we put together packages for folks that are just beginning gardening. And we call them our value packs. We have a gardening pack for a large backyard garden or for a small city garden or for a backyard terrace garden. We have packages that we put together and discount the seed by about 30% because you're buying in volume. And so it makes it easy just to click on there. If you want to plant a large backyard garden, a 50 by 70 so backyard garden, click on that and you'll get all the seed that you will need and want for your garden or for a small city garden. And you'll save about 30%. So start gardening now, and then put seed away for the unknown in a seed bank.
Well, now, what are we talking about? Let's imagine somebody would order the tube for a small garden, for a large garden. What are we talking about? What would it actually cost?
That what we call our value packs, for example, the small city garden, it has a cross-section of all of your basic garden seeds in it. It'll have your carrots and your onions and your peppers and some pumpkins and radishes and zucchini and turnips. And it'll have a whole variety of garden plants that you can plant in those garden packs. And it's $34, $34.35, I think, exactly what it is. And then for the large backyard garden, which is going to be double that in size with added products that you wouldn't have in the small city garden, you're going to find it for $77. and that's going to be enough to plant a large backyard garden. That if you bought those packages of seeds independently, it'd be $102 for those same seed if you bought each one of those separate. So there is quite a significant discount. And those seeds will hold, by the way, that if you buy the large backyard garden and you only plant half a package, take that package, roll it up, put it in a mason jar, put a lid on it, in a canning jar, put a lid on it, and put it in a cool place in your house that's dark, and those seeds will carry over for the next year. So don't ever plant a part of a package of seed and then throw it away or overplant your garden where you're overthinning. Plant what you need and put it in a jar and store it for next year's garden. They'll keep very well. And the value packs are goes beyond just the gardening. We have a pepper lovers pack, which has a sample of all of our peppers, and tomato lovers pack, which has a sample of all of our tomatoes, and all of those are discounted about 30%. And the personal seed bank that we'd mentioned before that has enough to plant over an acre of a half acre of grain and vegetables sells for under $60, and the basic seed bank for over an acre sells for under $100. So there's good pricing because of the volume of seed you're buying. We're able to sell it for less. And the survival banks that we put together, we don't charge for those. We're built into the price of the product.
Well, now, are people concerned? Are people actually getting these supplies of seeds? For long-term storage, is this certainly one of your best products?
It is one of our high-volume sellers that most people who are ordering a seed bank are also ordering a value pack with it so they can start gardening this year as well. And where they're not opening up their seed bank and get seeds out to try gardening, once you open up one of those Mylar bags, you have to go through the process of resealing it in order to make sure that it's impervious to moisture and insects. Once you open up the seed bank, once again, it's got to be resealed to make sure that there's a good tight seal on it. And so most folks are ordering a seed bank for that just in case, and then they're ordering a value pack, either a large backyard garden or a small garden, to begin their gardening with and to have those available for immediate use. But yes, the seed banks that I mentioned, the folks who come by here looking to relocate to a more secure area in southern Oregon, none of them have made preparations like that. They haven't realized that it's more than just finding a place with other people with like minds. It's having the ability to sustain yourself. Nobody wants to be codependent, nor do they want codependent relationships. And so that's something where independence and sustainability in your part becomes very important. And so that begins with learning how to garden and then having those resources to garden with in the future if they're not available. And for that reason, most of the folks are getting the value pack and a seed bank when they order. And most folks, not most, but many folks, probably half or more of our customers, are interested in also sprouting. And sprouting is where you have an immediate garden. Within a week, you have product you can eat. We sprout every day of the week here. We have sprouts going on, and we harvest our sprouts all through the summer as well because they're an excellent addition to our fresh salads. And in the wintertime, they're our source of greens when the greenhouse is between seasons. And we have on our site what we call sprouting kits. And the sprouting kits has what we have shifted to sprouting bags because they're much easier to sprout and they have a whole lot less trouble. But we have our sprouting kits that you can buy that comes with a variety of different sprouting seeds and the sprouting bags. And you can take a look at those on our site as well. But everybody ought to be sprouting. It's an immediate reward where you get to see product at a short season of your labor, and like I say, somewhere around 3 to 5 days for some of the sprouts, as far as 7 days for the others, you have this fresh, nutritious food that has more nutrition than the actual plant when it grows. They're just powerhouses of living with vitamins and minerals. They're full of enzymes and bioavailable vitamins that you can only get through fresh greens. And a couple of cups a day, one or two cups a day, will support all your basic mineral needs and vitamin needs. It's just a very important thing. Sprouting is something that every person who's health conscious does, as well as people who are having health issues, will turn to sprouting because of the freshness and the nutritious, rich food they can get. So sprouting is an important part of sustainability and being able to support yourself independent of the grid.
Well, again, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. 7524. If you have a question for our special guest, Buck Keeley. Buck, so what about winter squash? What's winter squash are there, and when should we have those in the ground?
Well, there's two major categories of squash. There's a winter squash and then a summer squash. And the summer squash is a very rapid-growing plant that within a matter of weeks, a summer squash plant will provide a large canopy of vegetation to support this, the production of the squash. The other category of the winter squash is a slower producing. It takes longer for the plant to grow the amount of vegetation needed to produce fruit. And both of them need to be planted as soon after first frost as possible. So check out what growing zone you're in, see when your last known frost date is, and then plant seed direct into the garden for your squash. That transplants on squash, both winter and summer, are very difficult to transplant. If you disrupt the root base at all on a transplant, the plant will die. The root collar is very, very sensitive. And so if you are going to transplant, make sure not to break the root ball up. Handle it very careful. Make sure that it's wet but not over wet when you transplant it so the soil stays around it. But if you plant your summer squash, you'll have fruit very early in the season.
Hold that thought. We'll be back. Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Buck Keeley. And if you have a question for him, he's a master gardener. He actually grows food and grows seeds for a living and offers them, of course, to people to want to begin making preparations for what I believe, and certainly I think many people fear, are going to be the very difficult times that lie ahead. The world we have known, I believe, is going to cease to exist. In fact, the whole economic structure of our system is beginning to crumble, certainly as we accumulate a massive debt that can never be paid off. Our debt is not $16.6 or $16.7 trillion. It's really up around $86 trillion if it were accurately appraised. And if you doubt that, you go to shadowstats.com. That's shadowstats.com. Understand that the debt will never be paid off. Certainly, of the obligations the government has taken can never be met. You cannot certainly have over half the people today in America are getting a government check of one sort or another. The government's having to borrow well over $1 trillion a year to actually pay all the food stamps. Almost 48.8 million people on food stamps today. Almost 8.8 million on Social Security disability, plus all the people on Social Security. Certainly 100 million Americans on Medicare and Medicaid today. And ladies and gentlemen, the system supports itself. We're having to borrow $1 trillion a year to keep it going. How long can you continue living on borrowed money? Things are so good, nobody wants to think things could be bad, but, well, begin making your preparations, because it would be very foolish not to. The world we know is going to cease to exist, especially now that North Korea is planning on some sort of military action. Hope and pray it's not an EMP attack. Well, talk one more time. Let's get your telephone number out, your website. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Buck, give us a call.
Our telephone number is toll-free, 888-866-9132, 888-866-9132, as well as you'll find us on the World Wide Web at seedcatalog.com. That's one word, seedcatalog.com. And you'll go there and you'll find our website, a lot of helpful information. Then click on Shop for Seeds. That'll take you into the store. And I might mention, no matter how much you order, and some of this can get fairly heavy, such as our fertilizers and the worm poo and things like that we sell. The seed banks are quite heavy. No matter how much you buy or what the weight of it is, we have a flat rate shipping of $5.95. And so when it goes over that amount for us to ship, then we supplement that out of the cost of the product. So you'll never pay more than $5.95 shipping in the continental United States or in Hawaii or Alaska. If we ship out of the country into Canada or other countries, then we'll have to look at the rates and those kind of things for customs. But inside the United States, 50 states, shipping area, $5.95 for everything you order.
Well, basically, do you sell manure? Do you sell what types of manure should people be getting?
But we sell two basic soil and garden enhancements. We sell what we call Uncle Buck's fertilizer, and it's an organic fertilizer that we put together. It's built out of all natural products that we use: seed meal, we use bone meal, dolomite, lime, gypsum, rock phosphate, and volcanic soil. The volcanic soil is very important. It has 70 to 100, depending on the harvest, elements and trace amounts, along with other minerals that's colloidal that's necessary to provide for a nutritious plant. And we sell that by the bag of $7.95, and I think there's 4.5 pounds in it. And then we sell worm poo. Worm poo is what those folks that grow the illegal products use on their marijuana plants, because it gives it a fast boost in a high rate of growth. And worm poo is basically it's God's greatest composter. The worm has taken the soil and broken it down into its most basic parts where the plant can readily eat it. And then what we encourage people to do is to take the worm poo, take about a cup of worm poo or so in a 5-gallon bucket, and mix it with a little molasses, blackstrap molasses or sugar, but molasses is best, and shake it up a couple of times a day for a couple of 3 days. What that does is encourage a microbial growth that breaks down that product even further, and then put that on your garden. It's an immediate boost. It's like a vitamin B12 shot to your plants, and do that once a week during the production time of fruit, and you'll see a huge noticeable difference in the production and the health of the plant. And that's the two soil and plant enhancements that we sell on site.
Well, now, basically, is this worm food? basically, would you put that on tomatoes? Would you put that on your squash? What would you put it on? Or would you put it on everything?
Yeah, I would put it on the plants that produce a fruit, tomatoes, peppers, squash, those vining plants that produce a fruit, the foliage plants that produce a fruit. It would work well as well for root crops, but it won't have as much benefit because they have a longer production time. So when you think about how much stress and energy it takes for a tomato plant to produce hundreds of tomatoes, what you're doing is you're actually giving it a little help. It's like coming along and providing it the extra little push it needs to continue beyond the normal production time and producing better than normal plants because it has available to its root system, it's established this extra nutrients that it needs. And that's the same thing that fertilizer does. When you put your fertilizer down, it's a little longer response to getting to the plant. You put it down dry, the watering and the rain pushes it to the roots. It has to be broke down to the roots to be able to absorb it, and it's a long term. So we fertilize the plants as well as about once a week when they're in production, we put the worm poo on them.
Well, now, basically, the fertilizer, how much fertilizer is there in a bag, and how much would you use during a season for a garden?
So we sell our organic fertilizer in 4.5-pound bags, and you put a small, maybe a quarter a cup or less, around each plant about once a month during production time. From the time that you transplant a tomato plant until the time, the end of the season, a small amount right at the base of the plant, and when you water it, it goes into the root system. So it goes quite a ways. You just don't go out and broadcast it on your garden. That's what you do during your off-season building your soil. What you're doing is you're feeding your plants. And so if you've got, for an example, if you're growing lettuce, that down that row lightly put your fertilizer down that row, and then you water your plants, and that goes into your lettuce, and you get a faster-growing and a healthier plant over a period of time. So one of the mistakes a lot of novice gardeners do is they think more is better. But what happens is there's only so much that the plant can actually absorb. And so you want to use it judiciously and use discretion when you do it. Put it close to the plants and use a small amount on the plants and do that about once a month versus taking a 4-pound bag and dumping it on your garden and waiting for magic to happen. You're hedging the future of your plant and making a better plant, but it's done at the root level, not in the garden level.
All right, so we've talked about the fertilizer and this worm food. Actually, get that? Do you grow your own worms, or how do you get that?
Yeah, we have a worm farm with just under 1 million worms in it that we started out with 50,000, and they're great multipliers. And so we harvest the castings from the worms about once a month, and we use that in our greenhouses and our gardens, and we have friends that use it on their orchard as well. And so it's one of the best natural supplements for your garden during growth time, and it's an added value to your garden.
All right, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Try Property Management in Greeley reminds everyone each year millions of children suffer from abuse. And although hundreds of cases still go unreported, behind the statistics are the lives of innocent children. Help conquer child abuse and report what you know to local authorities. Remember, your call could save a child's life. This message from Try Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at tryplacestolive.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Where they don't go to extremes. But if you're gardening in your raised beds, or if you're gardening in the open, if you provide a good environment, if you provide a good compost in your garden, the worms will come because there's food there. I've known people through the years that's bought night crawlers and other hardy worms to put in their garden, and they migrate. They go away because there's nothing in the garden for them to eat. So if you build a good garden where you compost it every year, the worms are going to show up. Anybody that composts knows that in that compost pile is rich with worms because there's food for them there. And so if you're going to put worms in your containers, make sure you use hardy worms such as night crawlers or other earthworms that are independent of climate systems. And then be careful when you deal with your soil, because disturbing the worms by dumping them out and mixing soil together, you'll destroy some of the worms, and other worms will be injured. So I just don't think it's a good idea to put them in your containers. I think your son's got the right idea. Have a worm farm and put the castings in his garden.
All right, fine. Well, do you find more and more people turning to gardening, trying to learn how, reflecting the fact that at least some people are aware of the fact that we're moving into difficult times? Is this something, a more or less a growing business?
Over the last 20 years, there's been a renewed interest in sustainability. But my wife and I, back in the mid-70s, were lured into a more natural lifestyle. We were living in Maine at the time and had an acreage, and we were some of the Mother Earth Newser's first subscribers back when they had a real magazine. And we were looking for that sustainable life, but we were a rare item back then. We were the wackos and the weirdos. In the last 20 years, there's been a renewed interest. In the last 5 years, there's been accelerated, almost frantic approach by people who's realizing the condition our country's in, and the fact that they have not only themselves. We had a couple come by a couple of weeks ago that's realizing that they have a commitment to their grandchildren to help them in sustainability, and looking for resources and skills to help transfer to their grandchildren. So in the last 5 years, there's been almost a frantic return to trying to reconnect with sustainability, off-the-grid living, the ability to provide for yourself and your descendants in a way that's not going to be done by the government anymore. When I was a kid, all the parents wanted their kids to grow up and get good jobs and succeed in the corporate world and live better than they did. There's a generation, my generation and the next generation, that's wanting to teach their children how to survive and be sustainable and be successful in living a natural life. And so, yes, there is a renewed interest, and it's almost frantic now with people trying to come up to speed of 20 years' worth of knowledge in a year. And it can be done. It's hard, but you got to start sometime. And if you're not currently working on sustainability, not just in the gardening area, but all areas where you have the ability to provide water for yourself, ability to provide protection for yourself, financial protection, those things that you need, but particularly in food, where you can provide a sustainable and renewable source of food. And along with the gardening that we grow, we have chickens and rabbits and other animals. We grow in our garden the feed for our animals. We don't go to the feed store and buy feed for our animals. that our chickens eat year-round from what we produce in our garden. And so it's providing not just sustainability for the vegetable and fruit nutrients that you need, but you're also providing protein and other vegetable nutrients for your animals that you're going to consume. And we butcher our own chickens and butcher our own rabbits, and we're basically sustainable here, that if something happened, we'd have meat and vegetables year-round. And so that's the lifestyle you should be aiming at. And you do that by starting with the basics, learning how to grow, how to produce food that is rapid and easy to do, the sprouting, learning how to grow and produce food that's longer term, and that's your gardening, and then providing out of your garden for your animals so that you can have animals. We have, we get, you know, 30 eggs a day out of our chickens, and not only do we eat the eggs, we sell them, trade them to other people in our community. So there's a lot of ways that you access sustainability and renewable lifestyle, but you got to start with the very basics. If you can't grow a plant, you can't feed a chicken. If you can't feed a chicken, you don't have an egg. So it's just a life cycle. It all begins with putting seed in the ground.
Well, God bless, and thank you. Appreciate you being with us. One more time, get your telephone number out, and then we'll be done.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. You can reach us toll-free at 1-888-866-9132, 1-888-866-9132, or in your address bar of your web browser, type in seedcatalog.com, all one word, seedcatalog.com. Blessings to you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye, Bob.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan, I do hope you enjoy our conversation with Buck Keeley. I know I do. I learned from him, and we are certainly practicing what we preach, and we have our container gardens, and our tomatoes are coming up, and a small greenhouse, and these are things that it's well worthwhile thinking about, and learning basically from his knowledge of having done this for more than 20 years, and of course they have a great catalog, and if you simply go to them at www.seedcatalog.com, and you can get their information, or you can actually be glad to send you a seed catalog. At least consider this. Just remember that as of this morning, North Korean diplomats are moving out of London, and whether they're moving out of other countries, I don't know, but North Korea is pulling its diplomats home from overseas. Why do you think that is? I remember, of course, this is all a charade.
North Korea is simply a surrogate for communist China and communist Russia, who provided them with the weapons and will be backing them, certainly protecting them if there's a war. And the last thing America can afford at the present time is a war. We're having to borrow money frantically just to be able to keep sending out the Social Security checks and the food stamp checks and the Social Security disability checks and the Medicare checks. We're having to borrow over $1 trillion a year with no end in sight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you have a group of evil people who want to destroy our economic system so they can merge us into a one-world government. How do you understand this? You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness, between 50 and 100,000 copies out, and incidentally, supposedly they're going to be shipping the cases, those who've ordered cases of the book. They'll be available as starting the shipping Thursday of this week. So we hope people are happy with the book. They'll get them out. We want as many people to read this story as possible, The Brotherhood of Darkness, to be able to understand the spiritual forces behind what's going on today. Because if you're looking for logical things, there's nothing logical. As we pointed out, Israel recently released 1,027 convicted terrorists, 400 of them multiple murderers or murderers, and many of the 400 multiple murderers. They released them to get back one Israeli soldier. Does that make sense? Well, most of what's going on doesn't make sense unless you understand it's all a charade. And it's time that you begin looking to prepare yourself for the difficult times. You need to hear my talk on the Agenda 21, the covert plan, and my talk on population control, the covert agenda. If you want to hear my interview with Ambassador Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba at the time that we installed Fidel Castro. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we installed Fidel Castro. He didn't win the revolution. The people didn't want him as their leader. We installed him. And you can hear Ambassador Smith, American ambassador to Cuba, telling you that story in my DVD, The World Revolution. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to help support the Radio Liberty family, why join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network out across America. It's a growing network. More people are becoming involved. A recent poll showed that 28% of the American people believe there's a small group working behind the scenes to bring about a world government. And that's, I think, an amazing accomplishment. Not ourselves, but we're together with the other people in alternative media. And if you'd like to become part of it, the number 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.